NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Put your hand together, and we sang a song that sound like this. Everybody clap your hands.
Jesus made a way. Come on. Hey. Come on and put those hands together. Ooh, yeah. Y'all listen. I've been through the storm and the rain. Had heartaches and pain. Didn't know how.
My 10 minutes after the hour, we've got more Just Like That coming your way. Want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quarantined contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and I'm going to be right here today with you playing some of the old, the new, and it's all just for you. Somebody ought to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look, if you woke up this morning and you are afternoon day is not the way that it should be, and even your midnight is not the way that it should always be, then look, I want you to do a favor. I want you to think about something. Think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he is already doing. You don't even see yet that he's already setting you up for your miracle, and you still trying to figure out how you going to get some things done, and God already got it in line, in place for you. And he's sending somebody your way to be a blessing to you. And in spite of your situation, of your circumstances, you know, there's a difference in praise and worship. There is a difference in praise and worship. See, when you begin to praise God, you are allowing that you've been holding up on the inside of you to be released out from you. Because, see, the key is the Spirit of God dwells on the inward part of you. And that's why he says that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And when you allow praise to come out of you, then you are releasing it in the atmosphere to give God thanks and praise. Now, when you worship, see the difference in worship and praise. When you worship, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to receive that you need to be fed within. Because guess what? When you begin to realize that you are able to receive God's word, then he's able to give you that you need at that time. You know how it is when you eat food. There's certain food that you like and you enjoy, and you know there's a lot of food out there, but there is certain food that is the right food. And that's why when you begin to worship, you know, waving your hands, lifting your hands before the Lord to worship him, and you allowing the presence of the Lord to fall upon you, and that's sometimes some of you receive the anointing when you begin to worship, and it just feels so good. It feels so good. Somebody said, I know that's right, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We are right at 13 minutes after the hour. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and we're going to have some church. Are you ready to get back with some more music? All right. I've got some great news for you, and we're going to share that with you a little later. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music, and we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again for catching the wave.
We can't live without them. Can't live without them.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand.
I turned up my radio. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
So sure you think you too good.
Not none of the time doing what I'm supposed to do. That
praise my God.
say that again. About the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name.
24 minutes after the hour. You're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Pray you're having a wonderful day thus far. Hope we can brighten up your day right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me. How he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own. But there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life has tried to get the best of me. But I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus. And he loves me, and I know this, cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me and I know this, cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, he showed me so much favor, and now I understand amazing grace. Through all of the pain, all of the shame, I realize there is nothing that could take your place. Of me, but I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing. Oh, Jesus, yes, he loves me, I know this, because he died and he rescued me. No greater love. I know.
let me testify. I was born in Haiti. My daddy was a minister. He believed in having churches in the hood, you know what I mean? He brought us to Newark, New Jersey after Brooklyn, 1108 South Orange Avenue. Let me take you back to what gospel, Caribbean vibes felt like in that church.
Hello God, hello, hello God, hello, hello God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got another testimony.
I feel in the darkness of the night, and in the valley you're right by my side. And though I think it's strange, each time I run from pain, when that's the tool you use to make me right, so I say,
holy, 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 take your shoes off. This ground is holy, 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 holy. Take your shoes off.
Whatever comes my way.
Hello God, hello, hello God, hello, hello God, hello.
When I see a brand new day.
Hello God, hello,
hello,
hello God, hello, hello God.
Minutes before the top of the hour, that music just keeps on going and going and going, and I want to say God bless you. We're going to continue with more right here from the NFI studios. Here's the sounds of Sister Tasha Cobb Leonard. Oh my goodness, come on sister.
Sometimes I give away too. change. You still love me in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every sun, every song, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me. Love me. Oh, in spite of me.
Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to put up a gun. I do it all by myself, I won't ask for help. And sometimes my mouth is smart and be insecure.
Thank you. as a child growing up, wanting money, houses and land, those dreams never got old. I remembered my mama telling me about material things, how they come and go. Now money is fine, cars and houses too. Y'all, I made up in my mind to stick with the law, because that is what my heart wants to do. Anything known to man, yeah. With this gift of music, it was said to me that you can have the world in your hands. Now everything that glitters is a gold. Tell me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I can't speak for nobody else but
minutes before the top of the hour. My, I'd rather have Jesus. I don't know about you, but the brother said, I'd rather have Jesus. And somebody said, I know I'd rather have Jesus, huh, than anything else. All right. Look, we once again want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quarantine and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure, and want to thank you so much. You can join us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., simply by joining us on our website. That's nfiradio.com. Just that simple. Once you go to our website, you'll see all of the photos of these awesome men and women of God that come forth on this airways right here 7 days a week, preaching and teaching the Word of God. And right beneath that, you'll see our listening viewers each day. We're right over 100,000 listeners each day right now. So you want to see that, all you got to do is look right beneath the photos of all the pictures and the pastors and preachers that's on this network. And the gospel artists, you'll see right beneath that the listeners each and every day. We have a timing that it shows how many listeners each day. And also, you can lock in if you miss the first 3 hours from 8 to 11. You can always go back and play it from 11 to 2. You can go back and play it. And from 2 to 5, you can go back and play it. And from 5 to 8, you can go back and play and listen to each 3 hours of the broadcast. So that's right there for you, and you want to get the word, you can get it all day right here from the studios. Look, again, my pleasure. We're live here from Studio 1 and 2 here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. You can also join us on our television broadcast coming out of DeKalb, Georgia, every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., featuring some of the very best gospel artists around the world and the Word of God. Lock in simply by going to dekalb.com. Again, you can live stream us at dekalb.com. And if you're in Georgia, you can lock in on the television station, DeKalb Channel 25. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. God bless you.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Come on, Chicago, give it up.
Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Try me one more time.
Thank you.
Turn around. punch your neighbor in the face and say, neighbor, I don't know what all you've been through, but all I know that it was because of the blood that I made it out of it. Oh. Now look at him again and say, neighbor, all that stuff I've been through, I wanted you to see what it feels like to hold the hand.
That one. said that I want to be born in the heavenly side and Christ poked a nickel deep. But as a friend said, if you wanna get to heaven, must be born again. Now, old Nicodemus couldn't understand how could a man be born when he was old, but he had to run. Well, he had to run. Oh, he had to run to the city. Well, if you don't believe that the Bible is right, you can't pick up your Bible and read it tonight. You can't read in Genesis, but understand that my Deuteronomy, he was the oldest man that he lived 969 and then died and went to heaven in good due time, but he had to run. Well, he had to run. Well, he had. Well, God buried Moses in an unknown place, and Joshua, he taken this place, and Joshua was at the foot of the hill and prayed unto the Lord to stop the sun, and God stopped the sun in yonder hill, and Joshua was at the foot of the hill, so God will fight your battle if you just stand still, but he had to run. Well, he had to run.
Jesus, I love the car.
Cause name,
Jesus.
At the mention of his name,
Jesus.
Every knee shall bow,
Jesus.
Every tongue confess,
Jesus.
Somebody hear me calling,
Jesus,
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 Jesus.
About this choir that I
God's going to win now. He said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to change. But every morning, me and all the angels, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, yeah, every day is gonna be Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good to me. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's all right, I let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. The heavenly choir. Yeah. Singing me. You know, I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me tonight. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white robe. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there. Singing, y'all. Oh, Jesus, don't let me
Sometimes I look back over my life and see how far the Lord has brought me. I realize that he's brought me through many dangers, seen and unseen dangers. And it makes my soul look back and wonder sometimes. You ought to hear me pull my arms every now and then and look back and say, over.
Said he made a way, yeah. And that's why love him. If you really love him, you ought to do something back here. Well, if you really love him tonight, let me hear you say, hey.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah, come on.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Thank you.
All right, all right. They are standing by live, ready to come forth with the word of God. I'm speaking of Apostle Barbara Wacken and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 west of Franklinton, North Carolina. It's the Christian Life Church out of Franklinton, North Carolina, with Apostle Barbara Wacken and co-pastor Gladys Smith. My goodness, you all ready for some word today? Well, let's get ready, and they are ready to come forth. All right, all right. In the background, the mighty golden bells. And now, let's join co-pastor Gladys Smith with a word from the Lord. Welcome back, Pastor Gladys.
Thank you, Pastor Kearney. We tell God thank you for another day that he has made. I tell God thank you for all things. I tell God thank you because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was with God. And I tell God thank you, and I know that that Word was Jesus Christ. I tell God thank you for all things, for allowing us to come together one more time to teach the Word, and you be recipients of the Word and to hear the Word of God. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for all things that he's doing for my church family, those who may be listening. I tell God thank you to my apostle. I tell God thank you to the deacons. I tell God thank you. And to the men and women of God that's all over the world, I tell God thank you for all things. I know there are those that might be watching the news and hearing about the storm, but I want to encourage you that God has that in his hands. He knows what he is doing, and I tell God thank you for all things. I tell God thank you because our ways are not his ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But I know that he is a God that has all power and he knows what he's doing. And as we pray and we ask God, I tell him, not my will, but thy will be done. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you thank you for all things. As we come back again to teach your word, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you thank you just for being God. And Father God, as your word come forth, I ask that let your people be recipients of your word. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless from the White House to the church house. I ask that your word be received from the White House to the church house, to our houses, God. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless those that are sick, dear God. I ask that you touch our deacon, Deacon William Burwell. I ask that you touch Sister Ginger Terrell, dear God. I ask that you touch, in the mighty name of Jesus, Mother Helen Crudup, dear God. I ask that you touch those that's in the hospital, God. Touch those that's in the nursing home. Touch those, dear God, that's going to and fro, dear God. I ask you to touch, God. Thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, touch those that are on the street, Heavenly Father. I speak your life into them in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you bless every disciple at Christian Life, dear God. Bless in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak your Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I tell you thank you for all things, dear God. I give you glory. I give you honor. Touch our babies that's in school, dear God. I ask you to cover them with your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that bullying spirit I come against right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you turn it around. I call it back in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, keep our children, dear God, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, God. Keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. Guide the surgeon's hands on today, dear God. Oh, let them look to you for what they're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask these things. Oh, I bless you, God, and I glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen, amen. I tell God, thank you for all things. I don't take anything for granted. As I come to teach his word, I tell God, thank you for giving me the wisdom, his wisdom. He tells us if we lack wisdom, ask him. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. When we were last together, we talked about the tribulation period, the great tribulation, and the end time and what would be going on. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for me. And as he went on the cross, he went on the cross just because he loved. And as he went on the cross for us, we know that he walked the earth. He went through some trying times. He was not believed by man. He was not received by his own. But he still did a work for his Father. He was still obedient to his Father. And as sons of God, we got to be obedient to our Heavenly Father. We talked about the second coming of Jesus. And as he came to earth, he was born, yeah. And then we look at he came and he's coming back to rapture his church. And his church ain't the building. The church is the people. We talked about those that died in Christ is going to rise first. And I tell God, thank you. And those that are still here are going to be caught up to meeting in the air. And we talked about being watchful, watching for the return of God's Son. I ain't talking about watching nobody else. I'm talking about watching me to make sure that I'm going to be ready when Jesus returns. The word tells us that there will be signs that let us know that he's coming back. And as we are watching for the signs, we still got to watch ourselves. And as we watch ourselves, we're watching not the dress that I got on. That ain't what Gladys is looking at. Not the shoes that I got on. But I'm watching my heart and my mind. They got to line up. And as I'm watching my heart, I'm watching to make sure that the spirit of the true and living God resides on the inside. And as I'm watching, that takes us back to Jesus coming back to rapture his church. That's that he's going to call his church up to be caught up in the air. Watching that if I'm already dead, to be sure that I died in Christ. Watching that if I'm not dead, that I'm living a holy and righteous life, and I'm going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Watching because God with his sweet self gives man another chance. Even during the great tribulation, we're going to go through some trying times like we've never seen before. God gives us another chance, and if we don't live holy, we don't live righteous during that time, the wicked is going to be left behind. The wicked, those who didn't turn their life over to God, will go to hell. I ain't cussing. I ain't cursing. I'm not saying a foul word. But the word of God speaks of heaven and of hell. And in order not to go to hell, we must walk in righteousness. Today we're going to begin to talk about the righteousness of God. And in order to live righteous, we're talking about living holy. And in order to live holy, we are living a pure and clean life. We're talking about being righteous, living right in a righteousness state. Listen to this. It says, God the Father is righteous, meaning he is just. Jesus Christ, his Son, is the righteousness, righteous, the just one. The Father through the Son and in the Spirit gives the gift of righteousness, justice to repentant people, repentant Christians, those that have said, I'm sorry, I was a sinner, but I have repented. As I have repented and have his righteousness, I have his salvation. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It says, such believing sinners are declared righteous just by the Father through the Son, are made righteous just by the Holy Spirit working in them, and will be holy, righteous, just in the age to come. When we repent of our sins, you got to repent. You got to be godly sorry. You can't just say, I'm sorry this time, God, knowing that you're going to do it again. But being a repentant sinner and you're truly sorry for the sins that you committed leads to salvation in God. Such believing sinners are declared righteous. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we are declared righteous by the Father through the Son. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost of God working on the inside. I thank God for his Holy Ghost power, because in his word he tells the holiness without no man shall see God. Without righteousness, we won't see God. We're living in the time when people don't want to hear so many about holiness and living righteous. But in order to see God in peace, we must live righteous. As we look at righteousness, it's a righteousness by God's standards, not man's standards, but by God's standards. And as we walk according to God's standards, we're walking in justice. We have his fairness. And listen to this, matching life with God's commandments. Thank you, Holy Ghost. As we live the word of God, we live in obedience to what he has commanded us to do. He has commanded us to love. He has commanded us to love unconditionally. And we have the heart and the mind of God. I tell God, thank you. When we look at living righteous, we've already talked about being just. We're talking about being right, right with God. And in order to be right with God, we got to have the Holy Ghost power living on the inside. I tell God, thank you. Let's look at Malachi 3 and 18. And the word of God then tells us, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The word of God tells us you can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. If I'm serving God, I'm going to walk in righteousness. I'm going to be obedient to God. I'm going to honor the commandments of God. I'm going to show love as he has told me to show love. I'm going to love my enemy just as I love my friends. I'm going to love those that despitefully use me, just as I love those that commend me. We got to know the difference between righteousness and wickedness. Wickedness is sin. I already taught some time back that sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. There ain't no big sin, and there ain't no in-between sin, and there is no little sin. Then shall ye return and discern between righteousness. Do you know whether you're living righteous? And the wicked, God know who's righteous, who's living for him, and who is living wicked. Wicked is living a sinful life. Not only do God know who's living righteous and who's living wicked, you yourself know whether you're living a Holy Ghost-filled life or whether you're not living a Holy Ghost-filled life. I know that the Word of God talk about reprobateness. That's when we are turned not by man, but by God, and to a mind where we think we are doing right. And God does that because we refuse to honor him and to be obedient to him. Have you ever been in the midst of people who talk holiness, talk righteousness, but they are not living righteousness? I tell God, thank you. I don't want to be turned to a reprobate mind. Because, see, then if I'm reprobate, oh, God, I don't have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of a sinner. Might look like I'm doing right, but I ain't doing what God say do. When we are living a righteous life, men and women of God, we are doing what God say do. When we live as God say live, we're doing the will of the Father, not the will of Satan. Reprobate, rejected because of the lack of worth of being impure, not meeting God's standards. That's why it's important, as we already established, righteousness by God's standard. If we are doing it by God's standard, not man's standard, you ever found yourself doing things to please man? We can't do that. As we look at Isaiah 41, verse 10, I tell God thank you, because if we do things the way that God say do it, we're doing it according to his standards. Isaiah 41, verse 10 say, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's God speaking through Isaiah, letting us know that he is going to hold us up. I am with thee. I know sometimes we look to man, but if we look to our Heavenly Father, he let us know that I am with thee. Listen to this. Believers have become the chosen servants of God. We are therefore claimed the of God. I tell God, thank you just for being God. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. He tell us to fear not. I don't have to fear man. I don't have to fear the tricks of the enemy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because when we walk in righteousness, we are walking in the standards of God. And I tell God, thank you. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. When God speaks and he is in your life, he is your Heavenly Father. He is your God. He is the one that you worship. You won't worship Satan. You worship the true and living God. And I tell God, thank you. I won't take down. I'm going to stand on the word of God. You won't take down. You're going to stand on the word of God. You're going to live by the standards of God. And I tell God, thank you. You're not going to put nothing else before God because God is with you. You're going to find that going this way as you're walking in the righteousness of God. You're going to be by yourself sometime. And I look at that as my God time, and I tell God, thank you. He said, I will strengthen thee. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your strength. Yea, I will help thee. He is my help. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I tell God, thank you. As I am being held up by God's righteousness, I'm being strengthened by his righteousness. Not only God, but by his son, Jesus. Not only Jesus, who is the just one, who is the one that went on the cross for me, but by the Holy Spirit of God. I tell God, thank you just for being God. I ain't going to fear no human because God is with me. You don't have to fear man because God is with you if you walk in righteousness. He imparts into us his grace and his strength, the strength that I need to face all of the circumstances that I'm going through in life. And I tell God, thank you for his strength. I tell God, thank you, because I need his strength. If you are walking in righteousness, if you're walking according to the will of God, to the commandments of God, you're going to find that you can't walk in your strength. You're going to find that you need the strength of God. I tell God, thank you. And he is the one that come and help us through the crisis and crises that we are going through. He gives us peace. You ever been going through and you have the peace of God? Seem like there's trouble on every hand. But you have the peace of God. I have found that as I walk in the righteousness of God, that no matter what I'm going through, that I can walk with the peace of God. the peace that surpasses all understanding. And I tell God, thank you. And I tell God, thank you that I'm able to stand because he sustains me. And because his son Jesus is the just one that's the advocate for me, that the Holy Ghost of God is advocating and he's standing in for me. Oh, God, I tell you, thank you for your righteousness. Without God, we can do nothing. And I tell God, thank you for all things. Walking in righteousness, the righteousness of God's standards. Walking right and walking just. I tell God, thank you just for being God. As we walk in righteousness, we're walking according to God's will. And I tell God, thank you. Men and women of God, there is nothing that we can do without God. And as we walk in his righteousness and do what he has called us to do, we have turned from sin and we have turned unto God. We're going to stop right there. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we are still teaching the Word of God. I tell God, thank you for his Word, because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. We have Bible study on Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 8:30, where we are still teaching the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. I tell God, thank you for all things. And at Christian Life, we believe in teaching the Word. Not only teaching it, but we got to live it. That's called walking in righteousness, babies. I tell God, thank you. On the 30th of September, we will be having our Friends and Family Day, and our sister churches will be going to Apex to worship with Apostle Gwen Scott and Pastor Jeremiah Scott at True Way Apostolic Holiness Church. That service will be at 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to come and go with us as we go to worship together, that God gets glory for all that he is doing. And as we walk in righteousness, we can come together and serve God with our whole hearts. But I tell God, thank you for all things that he is doing. As we look at the Word of God, he tells us, holiness without, no man shall see God. And as we're going, baby, let's keep our sick and shut in prayer, asking God to do what he does best, be God, to heal, to deliver, to make free in him. Deacon Burwell and Sister Ginger, we speak blessings in your life. I tell God, thank you for where he have brought you from and where he's taken you to. I want to encourage you to continue to trust God. Continue to honor God. And until we come back together again, babies, live holy. Trust God. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You've been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 west of Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them
every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, 6762 Highway 56 west of Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Put that record back on. Thank you. If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, yeah, where would I be? Yeah. If it had not been.
Four minutes after the hour. God bless you and welcome to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network. In the background, it's the sounds of Raleigh's on Coco MacMillan. You are catching the wave. God bless you and thank you for locking in.
No one can do. forgive me for straying away so long. Hold me, keep me from doing wrong. In your pain I put my life to be you. Have your way, Lord. My trust is in you.
Coco MacMillan out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Let's continue with the sounds of Sister Deborah Snipes. You are catching the wave.
One of these days. to put your hands together. We the North Carolina Community Choir just came to tell you a little something. Listen, whatever you need.
Whatever you need is in God's name.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Oh yeah. Whatever you need, good God, whatever you need, I want to tell you whatever you need, it's in God's hands, good God Almighty, if it's my love. Promises of God are yes and amen. For he holds the world in the palm of his hand. It's by faith you ask, and by faith you shall receive. The whatever you need is in God's hand. Whatever you need.
Whatever you need,
yes, sir.
In God's hand.
Whatever you need.
19 minutes after the hour. That's the North Carolina Mass Choir, and I got it. Do you have it, huh? If you do have it, somebody ought to say glory to God, huh? Praise God anyhow. If you don't have it, then say, look, I need to receive it. Well, if you don't have it, then you need to receive it. I'm talking about Jesus in your life, and you need to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't know him, then get to know him so you can have that relationship with him. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure. I want to thank you again so much for catching the wave right here. You can lock in Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can jump in on Facebook and listen in live with us. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's take time out and give God praise as we give him the glory, the honor, and thanking him for what he's doing right now in the very presence of us. And even though we don't see it, but we must believe it, and we must have the faith that we may receive it and walk in it. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost. Let us pray for a moment as we ask God to protect us and guide us and give us that wisdom and knowledge to move forward in each and every day as we walk in this society. Most holy, everlasting, wise God, creator of this universe, Lord, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you, God, for your Son that is worthy of all the praises. Lord, let us decrease that you may increase in us. Lord, that we humbly come before you with worship and praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will touch those right now, wherever they are, that are lost and bound and is held in bondage and don't know how to come out. But in the name of Jesus, I believe as we speak today that your hand will touch their hearts and touch their mind to remove that has been holding them back for years, even going back into their generation and the past generations as a generational curse to keep them from walking into your presence. So we bind every spirit that has been holding them back, and we command it now to loose them right now in the name of Jesus, that they shall be set free, delivered in the name of Jesus. We speak life to their spirit that they may move forward in this year of 2023 as they ask you, God, to touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their finances, touch their bodies, that any sickness that come among them, God, that in the name of Jesus, that by your stripes they are healed, set free, and delivered. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Bless our children around this world. Protect them through seen danger and unseen danger, God, that your angels are covering them and embracing them to let them know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, we speak life and we speak prosperity over those that are listening this morning, that no matter what comes their way, that it will not steal their joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength and a very present help in the time of trouble. So when we are troubled, we are to come before you and asking you for direction and guidance. In the present name of Jesus Christ, our Savior this day, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God now. Let's continue with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Oh. with his rock and sleigh. The mighty man.
Said I.
Well, he killed Goliath.
Said I.
To kill a head to the king's low.
Said I. Seven and rest a while.
Oh,
said I.
Said I.
Yeah.
23 minutes before the top of the hour. That's the sound of Roy, Lil Roy, and Revelation. And before that, we went back down memory lane with Papa Staper and the Staper Singers right here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, it's always my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Again, you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. You know it's a great day to be alive, and that's why we praise God. That's why we give him all the glory right here on this network, and we have some of the finest and awesome men and women of God coming forth sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ right here, Mondays through Thursdays and on Sundays right here. And you can catch them on Sundays at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And during the weekday, you can join each and every one of these awesome men and women of God during the week at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. God bless each and every pastor and what they are doing for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. God bless you.
We are soldiers.
We are soldiers.
We've got to fight.
Dollar.
made me start thinking, what's the hurry, why the running? Don't like what I'm becoming. Gonna change my style, take my time, and I'll take it all for granted, 'cause we're it's precious as a child. It's old to hear about the greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father through the Son. I don't know why He gifted me with a newfound grace that would set me free, but I know that the older I get, it never gets old. Oh, no, it never gets old to hear about the greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father. A newfound grace that would set me free, but I know that the older I get, it never gets old.
Well, I may get tired of the day to day as I live just to conquer the same old thing. Stuck in a view that is so mundane, though I'm trying to be alive. Then I hear an old truth from a rugged hill that erases the doom and the gloom I feel. New love has saved me from myself, and it stood the test of time.
The greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father through the Son. I don't know why He gifted me with a newfound grace that would set me free, but I know that the older I get, it never gets old.
Though it's written in an ancient book to view, it's filled with the love so tried and true. An ageless gift still as good as new, with healing for the soul. But in 3 days the empty grave was lit. He changed my way when I bowed my head. The Savior made me whole. The Savior made me whole.
Oh, no, it never gets old to hear about the greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father through the Son. I don't know why He gifted me with a newfound grace.
gets old to hear about the greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father through the Son. I don't know why he gifted me with a newfound grace that would set me free, but I know that the older I get, it never gets old. Oh, no, it never gets old to hear about the greatest story told. Such love for everyone that comes from the Father through the Son. I don't know why he gifted me with a newfound grace that would set me free, but I know that the older I get, it never gets old. The older I get, it never gets old. But I know that the older I get, it never gets old.
It never gets old.
15 minutes. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, and what a song that is. That's the sounds of the Perry family. Oh, my, my. It never gets old. And you know, all that God has done for you,